Proverbs for the day, January the 12th, Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 1. Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish. There is a peculiar spirit among Christians today as regards reproof. You take young people in schools and colleges that pass off as Christian organizations and Christian institutions of learning, and they are being taught that the measure of love is acceptance. Now, we know that we are accepted in the Beloved, but we are not accepted, E-X-C-E-P-T-E-D, from the things of God in the Beloved. In fact, being accepted in the Beloved should cause us to not want to be exceptions in the Beloved. This love equals acceptance is contrary to the doctrine of God. For example, the Bible teaches clearly a good father chastens and chastises and corrects. But young people are brainwashed day in and day out that if you really love someone, you show it only by acceptance. The strange thing is, many of these young people, these young men in this generation, who want to have authority and be the ruler and all that, when you turn around, they want everyone to accept their way and tell you you don't love them if not. So look what he says. He that hateth reproof is brutish. Brutish. Two things. Just two things today. Brutish and teachable. Two contrasting things. Brutish and teachable. Some of the synonyms that are part of the defining of the English word brutish are savage, insensible, stupid, unfeeling, ferocious, brutal, gross, carnal, bestial, ignorant, uncivilized, untaught. Do you see what a wide gamut the words in the King James Bible cover? If you had picked any one of those words I just read you, it would limit what it is to be brutish. If you said, oh, it's someone that's savage, then many of you who thought you were going to squirm out of this devotion would squirm out of it. But you can't before God if you take the whole gamut of those words and those defining synonyms. Now, the average young person today would get offended if this was applied to them. But there is one question. In God's eyes or man's eyes, are they concerned? Are we really concerned enough about what the Lord says about things to pay attention? In God's eyes, a person who hateth reproof, and note that reproof is synonymous in our verse with instruction and knowledge. You need to get this. You cannot get knowledge. You cannot be instructed and love knowledge without receiving reproof. They go hand in hand. When you look at why the Bible was written, that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. You see, you cross the young person's ways and you see their immediate reaction to reproof. Now, this is not confined to young people. It is an earmark of the overall generation of the day we live in. But it is not confined to young people. There's many a person today, a believer, that just will not listen to reproof. They'd love to dish it out, but they don't listen to it. Now, the carnal nature comes out so strongly that most teachers or parents just start avoiding the conflict, and so that young person gets their way. That is, they just are able to do whatever they have decided to do. And it even goes beyond that, and they get acceptance. Now, here's a strange phenomenon about human nature and about the carnal nature. You very seldom see them moving towards the things of God. You very seldom see in them moving towards discretion and modesty and restraint and conservative things, moderation. You nearly always see it going towards the misuse of liberty. That's just one of the earmarks of the flesh, because the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So what are we to do with this? If we love instruction because we love knowledge, ready? Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge. The two go hand in hand. Well, then I have to include in that a desire for, an appreciation for, an acceptance of reproof. To reproof is to improve something. It is not possible, for example, in sports, for these men who are effective, successful coaches, it is not possible for them to do so with only positive reinforcement. It just is not possible. Do they use some? Absolutely. Are there places where you acknowledge what they've done right? Yeah. But to improve, recently, a high-level college basketball coach was interviewed, and everyone was excited because his team that night won a game by many points, 20 or 30 points. And his response stunned everybody and brought him back to reality. He said, this team we play tonight is not the teams we want to beat. The teams we need to compete against, we're still about 40 points behind them, and hopefully over the next 5 weeks we'll gain some of those points, at least 20 of them back in our improvement. He said, but tonight's performance in no way was encouraging. It was just average. Now you see how human nature is? Human nature is, oh, well, these boys, they just need encouragement. No, they need challenging. They need challenging. It's not going to warp them. It's not going to ruin them. It's going to cause them to get with it. Okay? Secondly, teachable. Now, which are you? Brutish or teachable? Are you apt to learn? Are you ready to be instructed and taught, which includes reproof? See, that's what's so important. We're not talking about negativity. We're not talking about just being critical for the sake of it. We're not talking about critique and picking it apart. But it is impossible to improve. It is impossible to perfect, as God uses the word in Paul's epistles, without reproof. The great tragedy is that there are so many that are not willing to be teachable, and yet they're teaching others. And in so doing, they're teaching others to be unteachable. The test? Well, here's one of them. Are you avoiding the old paths yourself? Now, wait a minute. I'm not talking about the old paths of believing the King James Bible. That's a good one. I'm not talking the old paths of getting up, you know, and preaching and having a message from God and all that. That's good. And we all, as preachers, want that. And we see God do that. And He'll give us thoughts to say and illustrations and outlines and all that. How about the old path of growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord? How about the old path of Him boiling away the dross? How about the old path of putting off some things that are us by nature? The test? Is someone neglecting to teach the old paths? Are you neglecting to teach the old paths because you won't have a crowd if you do? Are you neglecting to teach the true old paths because you know it would mean that you'd have to come to the cross? Live crucified. See, that's the test of our daily life. Do you find excuses why it was the old paths for those before, but not for you? Oh, not now. Not now. We just can't do that now. Listen, can God Himself ever instruct you if you are brutish about those who should be instructors? Now, I promise you this. This thought today will only seem as hard as you are brutish.